Milwaukee 7, or M7, is a regional economic development partnership, and it says it's brought many jobs to the area, or at least has kept them here. However, that may not be true for some low-income neighborhoods. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
M7 was launched in 2005 as a cooperative economic platform for Kenosha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Racine, Walworth, Washington, and Waukesha counties. The partnership has just completed its third five-year job recruitment effort, funded by about $9 million in public money and private donations. At M7's annual meeting yesterday, co-chair Gail Klappa said more than 10,500 jobs have been pledged to the region, with about a $630 million annual payroll.
Bottom line, every $996 invested in the M7 helped to create one job with an average wage of $60,584 a year.
The largest single funder for M7 during the past 5 years was WEC Energy Group, parent of We Energies, where Klappa has been in charge. He says the company has just agreed to put up another $2 million for the next 5 years. M7 is also looking for other backers. Terrence Moore, an African-American with the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, says it'd be nice if M7 now puts more effort into steering corporations toward Hmong and Black neighborhoods of Milwaukee.
A lot of the suburban companies have Milwaukee workforce. Why don't you move maybe a smaller part of your operations into Milwaukee, in their city, and at the same time giving them the livable wage? You don't want to move into inner city and decrease the wage. That is counterproductive.
M7's Gail Klappa says the regional partnership teamed up with the city of Milwaukee on a study looking at the best companies that could quickly be brought to the north half of the city.
So we've been very, very involved in trying to accelerate growth on the north side.
Klappa says that effort convinced Strauss Brands to open a meatpacking facility in the nearly vacant Century City Business Park along West Capitol Drive. But Strauss has currently canceled that plan due to public opposition. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.